USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With his first summit with the North Korean leader now in the rearview mirror, President Trump says he is optimistic. The joint declaration that he and Kim Jong-un signed will lead to denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. President Trump saying he did vow to end joint war games with South Korea as one U.S. concession.
So under the circumstances that we're negotiating a very comprehensive, complete deal, I think it's inappropriate to be having war games.
The president also suggesting that eventually U.S. troops could be removed from South Korea. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham saying he couldn't support that move.
Because that would destabilize Asia. That's what China wants. That doesn't make the world more peaceful. It makes it more dangerous.
He was speaking on NBC's Today Show, and this is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
In Southern California, they're investigating the weekend drowning of an Olympic skier's 19-month-old daughter. Bodie Miller's daughter, Emmaline Miller, drowned in an Orange County swimming pool on Sunday. The little girl pronounced dead at a hospital after paramedics tried unsuccessfully to revive her. Voters in five states casting primary ballots today in Virginia, Nevada, Maine, North Dakota, and South Dakota. A bill introduced in the Delaware State Senate would require doctors to offer to perform ultrasounds to women seeking abortions or face civil and criminal penalties. But unlike some legislative efforts in some other states, the bill doesn't require the doctor to perform the ultrasound if the woman declines. Seaford Republican and lead sponsor Senator Bryant Richardson says,
"This gives a woman the information to make the proper choice. There's nothing unconstitutional about having the information that you need to make the right decision."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
States will now be allowed to purge inactive voters from their rolls following a Supreme Court ruling yesterday in favor of Ohio state government. It was a case that could have broad implications across the United States. The case involved the removal of people from voter rolls for having not participated in elections for 2 years and for not returning warning notices about it. The High Court's conservative majority prevailing in that 5-4 ruling. Justice Samuel Alito saying the state law does not violate federal law, though Justice Sonia Sotomayor warned the ruling could fuel organized efforts to suppress voter turnout and disenfranchise minority voters. Ohio has purged thousands of inactive voters in recent years. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is imposing limits on those seeking asylum in the United States, issuing an order that ensures that victims of domestic violence and gang violence no longer qualify for immigration asylum. In a statement, Sessions says asylum is traditionally granted to those who have been persecuted or have well-founded fears of persecution, and he argues that, quote, most victims of personal crimes do not fit that description, no matter how vile and reprehensible the crimes may be. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.